This episode of The In Deep Show is brought to you by Tweaked Audio. Go to tweakedaudio.com, put in the code IDS, get yourself 33% off, free shipping, lifetime warranty. Hey, they ship this joint worldwide, baby.
The In Deep Show is for people over the age of 18.
So if you are not at least 18 years old, you will get in trouble, not them.
Hey, wait, we're not 18.
We better get out of here.
You are down in deep.
This is deep.
The Big D, Shawnee, the Queen, Drew Baby, and Mark, the Dark Wild.
Do you smell it? Because I smell it.
Everything I do is gonna be funky from now on, yeah.
Cause I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep. This is deep, but I'm going deep. I'm going deep, 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 deep.
Done like a true professional, not like shady ass Who Dat Nation people. What's going on, people? I am your man, Big B. This is the In Deep Show for all of you cool hipsters. IDS. I have my crew with me today. My crew today consists of Adamant Gina.
Hi, everybody. Welcome.
The Doctor.
Hey, go Skins.
The Queen.
Benvenutos.
How's everybody doing today? How was everybody's weekend?
Great.
It was really good.
Queen to Queen. We got a lot of people, first time listeners.
Do we now?
This last week or two. Mm-hmm. Can you just kind of say hello to people and let them know who we are, what we do, why we do it, and our whole point of being here on God's green podcast on earth?
Well, I can't give you all of that, but I can tell you our motto is a humorous view of life as we see it. Some friends just sitting around talking, entertainment, politics. Well, the entertainment part is a little, you know, a little iffy, fact checked when you get to Doc's diagnosis. But other than that, we're here to make you laugh, and please enjoy the show, share the show. And when you do share the show, tell them, hey, listen at least 5 times and then go from there. But we're guaranteed to make you laugh.
Might even make you cry.
We've done that before, too.
You fuck around, might even learn something here.
Oh, man.
I can tell you one thing that's for sure on this show. We are not going to give you any stuffy ass advice. You know, if you're in a tough situation in your relationship, it's always best to sit down and now fuck that. We're going to tell you how to handle that shit. We're going to tell you how to step to that situation, because everything, you don't step to every situation with the same level of energy.
That's right.
Some needs more.
Sometimes need a strong backhand.
I was mad, Queen. I love
Swift
you.
Swift kick to the nuts.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh, I mean, what?
Well, there you go.
He's like, I was with you till then.
Ouch.
I'm just saying. Sometimes you got to do what you got to do.
No doubt.
There you go.
How's everybody's weekend?
Still was good.
Mine was good, man. Mine was good. I made a couple of pies. I had a couple of orders. So, you know, made a couple of bucks.
That's what's up. How much were you selling your pies for?
$10.
That's a really good deal.
Yeah. Oh, wait till you taste it.
Well, you're going to have to bring it in.
I got it down to the science now.
Oh, clearly, she didn't hear the $10 part.
Well, he never even mentioned it up until now, not that I've heard.
I mean, he just said they $10, and he was like, you got to bring one in.
Well, to sample first.
$10, we'll get one in.
Oh, you
sample first, and
oh, you mean a
purchase.
Slice.
He's like $2.50.
Or, hey, right, right. Or I could bring, you know, some of the, what would you call it, Brian? Before you dump it into the pie crust.
What I don't hell? Want no filling.
Some
what
batter?
You mean? You don't want to bake it? Damn, I don't get no crust.
Pretty much the same.
I don't get no crust.
Catching salmonella in this
damn,
bitch?
I know, right?
Nah, I ain't Chipotle.
I'm oh, saying, shit, if you bring raw things. Batter, there's a chance.
Yes.
So off the hook. I'll see what I can do
thank
in the next
you,
batch.
Yes, mm-hmm. That would be awesome. With crust. And cooked bacon.
Okay. Graham cracker at that.
Oh.
Yes. Yeah. I love it. I tried the Oreo, but it's okay. But it's got kind of like a burnt kind of taste.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
What's the filling?
Oh, you want my ingredients?
No, I mean, what kind
sweet
of pie?
Potato
yeah, I mean, I'm saying like
cheesecake.
Pumpkin, what?
Sweet yeah. potato.
Okay.
Yeah. I
or Oreo?
Right, that's what threw me.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, you're trying to be Chef Boyard.
Everything.
Good.
Yeah, there you go.
Got it.
Yeah. Okay. Let's bring your original, pie, the regular crust.
But you know, now that I have the original recipe down pat, I want to, you know, spice it up a little bit.
You know what would be really interesting? I have someone that also sells. No, I'm not a nut person. But someone who actually makes them. And
oh,
I am.
Oh, that was Shanine the nut.
No, I like nuts.
I know. I heard. No, you said just kick them in the nuts or something, right?
Well, kick them, but I still like them, though.
Oh,
she likes
right,
nuts.
I like nuts.
All right.
I would prefer my pie nut-free. But yeah,
oh,
I know someone
pies.
Who did yeah, pie.
My bad.
Oh, nut free pie. Okay. All right. Okay.
Something
okay.
feels odd about this conversation with pies.
Nah. What about the whipped cream?
Oh yeah, I love cream.
Okay. You,
I don't like the nuts, but I love
you don't
cream.
Like cream from the nuts. Nah. Okay.
All welcome right. to the sophomore hour. Of
right.
The
I'm like
show.
Okay.
All right. I got you though.
Yeah, all right. Okay. So back to everybody's weekend.
Our weekend was good. It was eventful. Karaoke. Again, I still haven't gotten up and sing yet, but I love to see everybody else do it. I went to a karaoke show this weekend, so it was the all-star karaoke whatever. So all the people who've won or whatever. But it was a really good show. You would have thought these people were professionals. You would have thought they were professionals.
That don't sound right.
They were really good.
They probably were, huh?
They were really good.
No.
As we said before, karaoke is for the drunk and the other people that can't sing.
So
not for the professional.
Uh-huh. Like the people who come on American Idol at first. The first batch of people. You know, that's the best part of American Idol, if you ask me.
You
I mean, I understand, you know. You know, they drop out and then the good people start. But it gets kind of, you know, mundane after that.
I think they overdo it. I mean, it was better back when. I used to like watching, you know, like when you saw more of the auditions where you can kind of guess, like you would try to guess to see who would win the joint.
Right.
Now it's like they don't even show you the good people. They just show you the foolishness.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the competition starts. You'd be like, who the hell is that? I didn't even hear him audition.
Gotcha.
So it kind of like most things that start to make money. It just gets away from foolishness. I mean, gets away from the meat of it.
Originality of the show.
And, you know, gets away from foolishness.
And you left with garbage.
All right. Okay. Well, great. Everybody's weekend was good, I presume. Productive. All that good shit. Shall we start the show?
Yeah, let's get right over yours.
Yes.
All right.
Baby, you understand me now. Sometimes you see that I'm mad. No one can always be an angel. When everything goes wrong, you see some bad. But I'm just a soul who's intact.
this. For the people that walk that path, trying to get to their dream. Yeah. He stood on the corner with the rest of them. Though we knew that this corner wasn't the best of them. Hard streets and the life that caressed them. Dirt police, domestic beefs that's festering. He knew the president wasn't addressing them. Though dead presidents was addressing them. Two kids from hot sex, no protection in. People don't see how age is affecting them. It get hard, you get to get the guy questioning. Can't find a job, so you rob it and hustling. He killed Marx and sold dope for cousin them. Can't believe they would be the ones bucking them. He on the ground, he could feel God touching him. He heard the sound of his mom saying trust in him. At heaven's gate saying, Lord, please let me in. Or send me back to tell my people to be better men. Cause we are. She danced, she danced for them. Her body moved, but her mind was Magna Ken. Thinking, I don't know where they hands then been. Relationships with men have been so damaging. She thought back to when she was at Howard and dreams of doing scenes with Terrence Howard and Broadway plays and dancing with Alvin them. The ones that make it always ain't the talented. Some dreams get lost, never to be found again. At first, stripping seems so empowering. Most every girl wanna do it now and then. But being me every day is devouring. Cats with paper where she put powder in. Life would break her, now she powdering. She was high when she fell down in it. Crowd surrounding it, heart was pounding it. She fell into a deep sleep, the siren sounded it. Seen bright lights in the midst of clouds in it. Talked to God, feeling like his child again. Said, Lord, let me live so I can make you proud again. Cause we are.
If I hit that ass, you belong to me. Especially, you know what I'm saying? If I can pop the loop, not that little man out the boat, and you get to shake me shit, and you caress me and grab me real hard and shit, you belong to me.
Somebody should call a doctor.
I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Hey.
What it be, Negro?
Pretty sure y'all heard by now Kim and Kanye done did the damn thing once again. They had a little baby boy, okay, and they named him Saint, okay. Now, one thing I didn't know that at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center, that you have to name a baby before you can take him out of the hospital. Is that what goes on at every hospital, or is that just at Cedars-Sinai? Do y'all know?
I think you have to give it a name, but I think you have like a time limit in which you can change it. Something to that effect.
But it has to be named before you take it out of the.
Yeah, they can't just let John Doe roll out. fuck around and get mixed up with the dead niggas downstairs, and they don't know who it is.
I think now they do. I don't recall having to. I think you had like 30 days or something to name it or what have you. But I think now you probably have to.
Okay. But yeah, congratulations. They had the 8-pound, 1-ounce boy.
That was just the Kanye-like head.
Oh, wow. Hey, yeah, I guess you're right, though. But that's cool, though. Kanye got a boy. He probably going to spoil the hell out of that little boy.
Mm-hmm.
You know this, man. Oh. I have him in the studio saying, making little baby noises for his tracks. I got that happening.
Probably. I mean, didn't everybody do that? Before you move on to the next story,
go ahead, do your thing.
Just wanted to give a shout-out to BTG and his wife for congrats on having their baby girl. And
Yeah,
they had a... I think her name is Bailey. Makes sense. Bailey the Great. Same thing.
Oh, okay.
Super cute. And also wanted to send a shout out to my friend that his wife gave birth today too. To Barry, one of my partners.
Everybody helping, huh? Damn it.
How about it?
Oh, boy. Well,
shut up.
Hey, let it out.
You go. Hold on. Let me find some wood.
Right.
All right, congratulations, everybody. Hey, I did not know this. Nick Cannon and Nicole Murphy. Okay, now, it's been said that, like, for the last year, they've been hanging out. I didn't know that. I'm supposed to know all this shit. Why y'all ain't tell?
Haven't talked to your sauces.
Shit, I'm somebody getting fired. I'm going to do a motherfucking Donald Trump.
I know.
Hey, you probably right.
Well.
Get fired me for hiring the wrong people. But anyway, now these people, Nick Cannon and Nicole Murphy, they were out, you know, they were having dinner and everything. Apparently, like I said, I didn't know they were doing their thing. But they were out having dinner in Hollywood, West Hollywood. Okay, now check this out. After dinner, they went furniture shopping at I don't know. But like I said, they've been rumored to be, you know, being dating each other. But I never heard of it.
Nick Cannon clearly likes the older ladies.
Yes, he does.
I mean, not taking anything away from Nicole. She's bad. But he liked the older ladies.
Yeah. All right. But going to look for furniture after eating? I don't know. That sounds
maybe somebody needed more. Somebody needing the ottoman. You don't know.
That's what it is. Somebody got to put their feet on something, huh? All right. Now, check this out. Well, this is not a part two of the story. But anyway, y'all know Michael Strahan and Nicole, they broke up back in August. Okay. Now, he has this house that he bought in December before they broke up. All right. And this joint, he bought it for $16 million. Okay. But, you know, since him and Nicole isn't together anymore, he's thinking about selling it. Okay. Now, although he bought it for $16 million back in December after the August breakup, he said he wants at least $23 million for the house.
The
joint is nice. It's nice. And the thing about it, though, is I'm starting to put it together now. When these superstars, I mean, if they like A-list superstars, when they buy this real estate, they can sell it for damn near, what, $8 or $9 million more than what they paid for it just because they are who they are and they lived in it. That's what it seems like, because from what I've been hearing, you know, they buy houses and then, you know, they probably didn't even really live in them. But the fact that they own them, you know, they getting their money out of it. Shit, if that's what's happening, shit, just buy them and sell them.
Yeah, didn't Kim and Kanye do the same thing?
That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like they bought a house they never even lived in.
Mm-hmm.
Sound like a little side hustle.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Hey. But I mean, hey, if that's what it is, man. Do it, but you got to be one of them A-listers. You know what I'm saying? You got to be top flight. You know, people following you on Twitter and all that shit, I guess. I don't know. Hey, how many of y'all would like to see DMX get back in the game?
Clean, yeah.
Okay. Now, we know DMX been going through some problems, you know, drug addiction, some legal stuff he's been going through. But a lot of people saying, you know, a lot of people in the hip-hop community saying that they would like to see DMX get back into the game. They said about 10 years now, ever since he's been out of the game, it's been a void, you know. But I can kind of see it a little bit.
You know, he was last week on an episode of Fresh Off the Boat.
Uh-huh.
And he actually did pretty well.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Acting, yeah. He did really well.
You know what? Well, I'm not going to say that he can't act, but everything that I've seen him act in, he was pretty much just DMX. I mean, that to me.
Well, I mean, he was playing DMX. I mean, he was playing himself, but it was still like a different twist to him playing himself. He wasn't like a rough rapper or street or whatever. Uh-huh. He was like a dad that needed a nanny or somebody to help him take care of his child. He had like a greenhouse full of orchids, you know, named every one of them.
Okay. Or,
you know, brought out the little water can to put some water.
I mean,
it was
like,
it was cute. It was a whole different, you know, side of DMX.
Cool. See, he probably needs something like that.
How what look?
How did he look? I mean, did he look good? Did look a little rough? Or
he looked a little rough, I'm not going to lie. He looked, I don't know how it's possible to be skinny and fat at the same time. Because if you looked at the front of him, he looked really skinny. Mm-hmm. But once he turned to the side, you could see like the top part of him was a little gutty.
Okay.
I was like, what the? Okay, I'm confused by that. But anyway, I mean, that aside, right. You know, he looked good.
Okay.
Maybe he's in the transition from, you know.
Maybe.
Yeah.
The drug addict, you know, trying to make it, you know,
mm-hmm.
eat right and everything.
Maybe.
And maybe smoking a little in between.
Hopefully not.
Yeah.
Hopefully not.
But the fact that he was watering the plants and everything, I mean, that might be kind of, what you call it? Therapeutic. Just like when I do the pies. Everybody be like, man, you ain't make them pies. I said, yes, I did. You know, and matter of fact, the fact that people think I didn't make them makes me feel good. No, I'm serious. I'm like, oh, y'all, okay.
Right.
I'm not going to keep on saying I did. But
they underestimate you. Like, yeah,
right,
I did.
Right, right. But see, you know, I'm a man of many talents.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
You know, I do it all.
Yes.
Pretty much, you know, and okay. All right. Well, that concludes my diagnosis. Oh.
Damn, that quick?
Morgan Freeman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we go, yeah. You don't know what's happening tonight? You better ask somebody. My man Morgan Freeman was on the jet. The jet took off and they had to do an emergency landing. Yeah, but he's okay. Hey, have you seen his eyes?
What's wrong with him?
Speaking of
cataracts.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, they just look, I don't know, scary. Like they don't have any color. Like, I don't know.
How old is
but
he
anyway.
Now?
Probably cataracts.
Probably. That's what it is.
I mean,
cataracts,
usually,
glaucoma.
He's old, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Yeah, you got the Cadillac. Right, but long as the
got
eye.
I own you.
Long as the eye. That concludes my diagnosis. That's the end. That's a wrap. We got a lot more coming up. Y'all stay tuned. Hood Times was taped before a live podcast audience. The part of Aroma is played by Angela Davis. Miss Davis, if you're nasty.
Previously on Hood Times. Junior, where the hell are you going?
I'm going to play my number before the store closes.
Didn't I tell you to take the trash out last night before you went to bed?
I'm sorry, Dad. I forgot. I'll take it out as soon as I get back.
Man, if you don't take that trash out, I'm going to take you out.
Damn it, Junior. Why you insist on throwing away your money on the numbers?
Okay, I'm back. Let's see. Dad, 2431 Dollar Straight Box, Selma, 8990 a Dollar Straight Box, and my $1365 Dollar Straight Box.
It's almost time for the numbers game, y'all.
It's time for tonight's winning numbers. Tonight's winning numbers are... Two. Four.
Three.
One. Tonight's winning numbers are 2, 4, 3, 1. Good luck and tune in tomorrow night for the next winning numbers.
Baby, what does this ticket say?
2, 4, 3, 1. Baby! You won!
Oh, God!
Woo! Stop with your begging. You're irritating.
Get out of bed with your protest. We won't get paid by itself.
Nigga, you ain't laid on.
True? Are we really rich?
Damn right, baby. It's finally our time.
Oh, Daddy, this is the best thing that's ever happened to our family.
Not so fast, Mud. The birth of the firstborn son was rather a monumental event for this family.
Not so fast, Gully Monkey. It wasn't as much of a monumental event as an unexpected tragedy.
Okay, goddamn, that's enough. That's enough. Ray, we really need to think about what we're gonna do.
Gonna do? Baby, we gonna do any damn thing we want. Twice.
Yeah, Mom. I see a big house, dope whips, and fly gear. All in our immediate future.
Yeah, well, I see a skinny, good-for-nothing lizard immediately in front of me. And it's you.
Damn it! Oh, I said that's enough. This is very serious. I'm sure you all have big dreams for this money, but damn, we need to figure out what is our best option.
All this talk about this money, I think y'all forgot. I'm the one that played the number. I think first and foremost, moving out of this ghetto is tops the list. Well, right behind my brand new S360 Benz.
See, Ray, this is what I'm talking about. I'm not even sure I want to move, baby. I don't want to leave my friends behind.
Oh, Lord. Speaking of your friends...
Hey, y'all, I got over here as fast as I could when I got the news.
What news?
Now, Ray, everybody at the liquor store knows you play 2431 straight in bops.
See, baby, we damn sure got to get out of here now.
Daddy, I think we should all get a little something to do the things we've always wanted to do. Like, I've always wanted to open a dance studio.
Yeah, Dad. And I always wanted to take Peyton classes, man, and have a place of my own.
Yeah, Dad. I mean, Ray. I could use help get my own boutique opened.
Oh, y'all getting these big dreams, but don't even know how much I want.
Oh, that's true. Junior, what? What you doing with those suitcases? And where you going?
Well, Ma, I figure there's enough money for me to take an escape. All this noise, I need a couple of relaxing days at the Ritz-Carlton with Rhonda Make It Happen Jackson.
I heard Miss Make It Happen Jackson been making shit fall off.
Coming from you, that has to be true. Putting suitcases back.
All right. Really, Ray, we really need to get some professional help to decide what direction we should go. I mean, I'm just saying.
Oh, baby, that's going to soak up all the money before we even get to spend it.
Now, baby, you know I know some smart, talented people that can give us advice for free.
Who is that?
Yeah, my who?
The lovely people listening right now.
You're right, Corder. Hey, Hood Times listeners. Help the fam figure out their future by submitting your ideas to the Indeek Show at yahoo.com. The future of Hood Times is now in your hands.
Happy holidays from Hood Times.
Just unfolding the tinfoil, watching the crackheads stroll, thinking how it all gonna spark this time.
Hood Times, Hood Times, get out of bed with your broken.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Don't forget to let us know what the family should do with their money. That is indeepshow@yahoo.com. Let us know what the family should do with the money. All right. I just want to do some quick shout outs. These are a couple of folks that have liked the In Deep Show Facebook page. We have Veroy Jose Garcia.
What's up?
Hola.
VHG.
You just hit him with the amigo automatically, huh?
Hey.
Okay.
He just gets politically incorrect right, off the okay. Hello. All
right.
But VHG, is that right? That's the initials?
What? VJG.
VJG.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Veroy Jose Garcia.
Oh, that's right. That sounds like a communicable disease.
Oh.
VJG.
Oh. You got that VJG?
I got that VJG, so my shit burned.
Damn.
Shit just fell completely the fuck off.
Like Aroma said, that shit's gonna fall off. Okay, also shout out to Laura Hinton. And shout out to Mr. Jimmy Gones.
Lord Hinton? I'm just saying, I just wanna know what she hitting.
Okay. Also wanna send a shout out to Rashani, Nolan Simon, Zakia Ahmed. Ahmed, sorry if I pronounced your name wrong, babe. And Mr. Stone El Terrible for sharing the show link.
Oh, right.
That's so smurfly.
Forget that, yo.
No doubt. I want to give a little shout out and head nod. And Queen, you probably, by the lyrics of the song, should be able to tell me who I'm talking about.
You talking about who? Oh, you talking about
KRS?
No, never mind. What, BDB?
Shout out
what?
To all of, it's 100.
What?
Who hit 100 milestones?
Oh, shout out to the Pisces life. My bad.
No doubt. And you know what, Queen, I want to put this finally to bed. Right, because see, we got a lot of bullshit ass emails and texts and shit about all this back and forth about who voices is hitting that intro song better and all that bullshit. Queen, you ready? Because we invented.
We did.
We invented what? The re-sing of the Pisces Life intro. Before any podcast, before half of these podcasts were even born, me and Queen was hitting the Pisces Life intro. You know what I'm saying? Ready to take from the top, Queen?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right, one and a two and a two fists in the hand. And the other one got Marlboros.
Oh, wait.
Newports. Okay. He in jail. He got locked up. He did a bit.
The other one likes spices and the other one drinks tea.
The other one drink, yeah. Uh-huh. And Pisces lie. We had that shit locked down for all y'all suckers got up on it. So don't be coming up on the IDS show trying to think y'all going to outdo me and the Queen. Cause shit just don't get down like that. Okay, so shout out to them ladies for 100 guns.
00.
Busting off 100 clips. Getting it in.
All right.
So, yes. So, yeah, is that our shout outs? What is it? I want to shout out a couple people. I want to shout out. I'm gonna screw his last name up. Cause he got one of them authentic Italiano last names. My man Tony Scarelli.
Okay.
Scarelli. I'm gonna go with Scarelli.
Scarelli. Sounds about right.
Yeah. Happy birthday, big homie. Enjoy your birthday. That's actually my supervisor.
Okay.
I want to give shout-outs to my man Justin over there at the Cap Eek. Definitely got to give shout-outs to my man Johnny Mack over there at Cap Eek and my little homie Zoe over there at Cap Eek. And between all of y'all, somebody tap Keith on the show and tell him I'm giving him a shout-out too, even though he... scheduling a 7 o'clock meeting the morning after the biggest Monday night football game in the history of Monday night football. All
right.
But we digress. All right, so feedback? Is that feedback next week?
You know what? Real quick, I think Damagina has something she needs to talk about.
Oh, shit.
Real quick.
Very quick. Faster.
Okay. Yeah, clearly she needs glasses, right. But okay. Hey.
Oh, yes.
Boy.
Yes. This coming Saturday, December the 12th is the Homeless Men's Day event. It is still going on. The efforts are still moving forward. I've gotten actually so many donations, so many people reaching out to help and donate and give. We are going to be at Franklin Park, downtown DC, at 10:30 on Saturday, December 12th. And donations between now and then are still welcome. You can come and visit, bring anything, clothes, shoes, clean, gently used. You're welcome to do so.
And also, go to the Facebook page. There are items on the our page that she still needs. And her email address is there.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Damn it, Gina.
Yes, sir.
I left my glass to you.
Oh, well, thank you.
You sort of inspired me a little bit with all your efforts that you've been doing for the last few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
For those that are familiar with what's going on in the NFL, it's the Salute for Service Month. Salute to Service Month.
Okay.
We're honoring our armed forces. And so yesterday, me and the 15WA was hanging out at Hooters to catch a game. And there was a couple behind us. I don't know if they were both in the armed services, but clearly the gentleman was because he was in full dress.
Mm-hmm.
And I was moved. I pulled his waitress to the side and asked what was his bill. And she told me what it was. And so I took care of it.
Nice.
And,
that was awesome.
No doubt. And so it was like, you know, because I was literally like sitting a foot away from them. Mm-hmm. So I heard when he was like, I will take the check now. And, you know, she was like, no, there's no check. And he was like, what? You know, she was like, the gentleman right there took care of you. And it was real good. He kind of almost, you know, made me well up a little bit.
Got a little verklempt.
Mm. Yeah, because he came over and, you know, gave me a big ass bear hug, man. And he was like, you know, nice. you don't know what that means. And, you know. And I said, look, if you don't do what you do, I can't do what I do. So, appreciate
that was cool,
you.
Man.
So, no
it was. And it's good to pay it forward, whether it's our armed service, whether it's, you know, just you'd be amazed at how a nice comment, just telling somebody that, you know, they're attractive or they're valuable or whatever the case may be. It goes a really long way. It can make someone's day.
So I want to hit it, don't count?
I'm sorry, what?
I mean, I'm saying, like, if you say you attracted and you I don't want to hit it, that don't count.
No, not at all.
I'm just saying, I mean, it's emphasizing how attractive I think you really are.
Right. It's also direct. It's right to the point. You know, he's not going around the whole
right, we're giving you what you're asking for. So y'all ask us to be straightforward. Yes,
and in the back of some of your mind, you'd be like, yeah. But you're not going to say that, are you?
No, I could directly say no. So if you say that, yeah. You can't come at a lady that way. Even if you're thinking it, you got to
You know what? It depends on the lady. Because I know some ladies who would be like, all right, then.
All right, bring it.
Right, you got to hurry up because I got a meeting to go to.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, my. Well, in this particular case, yeah, that's a negative. No, that would not work.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Before we go on, I had another shout out. Mm-hmm. Okay. Last week, on my two fingers, I gave my two fingers to Queenie and my homegirl, Nikki. Mm-hmm. I want to give another incredible shout out to someone that has helped me out and helped us out immensely. Miss Angela. How you doing, Miss Lady?
How's it going?
Oh, I was about to say, don't choke up on me.
No, I had you on mute because I was looking at my mail. Sorry.
Oh, wow. She didn't answer half hour.
Multitasking.
You can ignore us on the recorded version of the show. You ignore us live. Damn. How you doing,
Miss Lady? These things, you know?
No, we don't do that on this show.
No. You mm-mm. got to pay attention.
You can go to the astronauts if you want warnings.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my. We don't do that over here. We blindside you.
Road destiny.
Y'all gonna make me pull the record out.
Uh-huh. No, blah, 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 blah.
I usually keep that record over here queued up just in case he calls in.
You hit that joke though, dog.
Right.
You did a great job on Hood Times, by the way, ain't you?
Yes, she did.
Aroma.
Mm-hmm. Miss Davis, if you're next. Hello?
I channel my inner.
What'd you say there, woman?
I said I channeled my inner.
Okay. I'm going to need you to take that love talking slow jam voice on and give it to us over there.
You said you channel your inner what?
Diva.
Yeah. Oh,
there you go.
We heard that.
We did.
Lord have mercy.
Oh, shit.
We heard that.
All right.
Yeah. Thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
So how was your weekend?
My weekend was awesome.
Care
hung
to
out
share?
With my son, even though he failed his driver's test first time. So we'll go back in 2 weeks so he can, you know, review the written test. He'll be all right.
Oh, poor him. I know that sucks.
You know,
yeah, because I thought the first time I took it too. I don't even remember the question I missed. He didn't miss that one. Lucky him.
Yeah, I think I failed mine the first time too, but I got most of it. I think I failed like three of them, and then you know I think out of the third one you automatically miss it. But I got like how many
a DC them? License? Like
yeah.
How the hell you fail a DC license?
They give you a little pink pamphlet right up front. You do okay. Yeah.
Every answer is don't hit a pedestrian.
That's
all it was. How did you?
I failed it. But you can only miss two. When the one I took, I don't know.
I was about to say, you can miss more than that. I think you missed like seven.
Nah.
I took mine. I got my license in D.C. initially.
You got to remember.
You get the little fold, multi-fold paper, and every answer to the question was, do not hit a pedestrian.
That was it.
Okay. Well, I don't know what the fuck going on.
Right.
I got my license though, Nick.
Yeah, that's right.
I think what happened was you was taking the CDL test thinking you was taking the regular driver's license.
Look. You're very funny, man. But I got my license though.
And that's what scares us all.
That's right. Hey. I don't have accidents, though, nigga. I ain't fall asleep and hit the back of a tractor trailer and shit.
Okay. That don't have anything to do with driving skill. I drove away from the scene. I show you how good my skills were.
What? Okay. Well.
God damn it.
What the hell? Yeah, okay. Yeah.
That good old DC license. Driving away from the scene. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Well, I ain't had no accidents.
Mark, don't listen to them.
Nigga, you don't drive. You have a 1994 vehicle with 30,000 miles on it.
I am a professional driver, nigga.
Mark.
I ain't talking about my personal vehicle.
You got your driver's license like 40 years ago. Things have changed, so they don't even know what the hell they talking about. I'm sure your questions were totally different. Do you pass the buggy on the left? Do you pass the buggy on the right? Mm-hmm. What do you do?
Right.
So don't listen to them.
That's right.
That's very funny. I'm glad you amused yourself.
I did. Thank you.
There's three other people in the world.
To go.
I'm sorry I'm one of the three because I was kind of funny.
Right. I ain't got no speed tickets or been in accidents.
To go.
With the buggy and the horse.
Do you spank the horse once? Or say, yah.
No, excuse me. It's A, yah. B, go.
Right. Or C, pull back on the reins when you're in the back of a tractor trailer when you fall asleep.
Oh, okay.
What do you do when you fall asleep with the horse and buggy?
Or
the horse is just going to take you home.
Right. Or right D, in the back of the tractor trailer.
Or D, don't drive more than a mile because it should start smoking.
Well, I can't. Comment on that.
That smoking motherfucker ain't been in the shop. In about
that's the problem. That motherfucker need to go to the shop.
Do you really only have 30,000 miles on your car?
Well, actually, I think it's 98,000.
You don't got no 98,000 miles on your damn
98,000.
That joint was 74 last year. You ain't drove no 20,000 miles.
Okay.
Damn, that's still
it's
really
two
good.
Blocks working, really two blocks good. Back.
What you want back?
I'm just saying.
No, I don't want that.
I know you don't.
I just thought about it. You have like layaway bets.
So it has 80,000 miles on it, is what you're saying.
Right. It might be 79, 81.
Okay.
On the 96th.
Okay.
That's really, really good.
And I'm going to get that motherfucker and drive. Hey,
you know. Hey, Ms. Davis, how many miles you got on your car?
Well, all right.
Well, while Miss Davis answers,
did you read mail again?
You asked me how many miles I have on my car.
Uh huh. You'll hear it on the playback too.
I think I have 179, maybe.
And what year is your vehicle?
2004.
See that dot?
Mm.
She got 2004.
Wow.
And she got 4,000 miles on her shit.
Okay.
It's okay to drive vehicles. They will last.
Okay.
Yeah, so should I feel change bad? The oil and rotate the tires?
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Oh. No.
But should I feel bad?
No, not as bad as I feel for you.
Why? Why? That's what I don't understand.
It's a beautiful world out here that's passing you by if you just leave your house right now. Okay. I just want you, because you're my dog, Slim. I want you to see this. I want the diagnosis to be as sharp as it can, and like eventually leaving the basement, you might bump into like new material.
But. Have you ever stopped to think that I am happy with the way that my life is, not the way you want my life to be?
Hey.
Most drug addicts, hoarders, and people of the like are happy with their condition, but it's not necessarily good.
Man, listen. If you want to be make pies, sell pies, I'll take one.
And don't wash it, though.
I'll take a slice until, because I think
that's all you gonna get.
I'm gonna take a slice. And then, hey, don't bring that frustration over here. Come on.
Shit.
I'm on your side. You're gonna take that on the other side of the room.
You're gonna get a big piece.
That's the highest I've ever heard her voice go.
I had to go to the high voice. She made me go to the high voice.
Right.
I just want a sample, then I'll bring my $10. See, that's it.
She got the number 10 on.
See, exactly.
I tell you what.
That'll be a sample for
take
everybody.
Take that off, and you got a pipe.
You know what? Really?
We're gonna
I'm not that pressed for a pie. You keep that.
Well, you gotta have a slice. All right, let's go.
There we go. Moving on.
All right, right, right.
Woo. Oh, that must be some good ass
you know
pie.
What? My libation is empty. I need what do you call those things?
Barley wine?
Barley wine.
Choose your own destiny.
Yeah.
Well, all right.
It's empty.
Had to get that. Yeah.
Anywho.
I felt the moment. All right. So, yeah.
Feedback.
Feedback, yeah. We have one feedback. Miss Angie, you going to hang around with us for the feedback so you can listen to it firsthand?
Yeah.
All right, Terry. Well, let's go. Let's hear what this feedback has to say today.
Yo, IDS, look, I got feedback. I got feedback for your question last week. But real quick, though, like, I didn't know you can call in and you could sing. Like, I didn't know you could do that. I didn't know you can call in and put an album together towards the wrong show. But look, I think, hey, whoever he is, dude can sing. Dude can sing, hey.
In case y'all not keeping count, shots have been fired. I mean, Slim, ISIS is in the building. Just letting you know, shots have definitely been fired.
Let that nigga know that nigga can sing, okay? And tell him I told you, okay? Where we at? Oh, yeah. So, look, the feedback. If you took somebody in and upgraded them, then they left. Look, if you successful already, if you doing all right in life already, before they came and after they left, I don't really think it matters. I don't really think you care. If you're successful, you don't really care about that. I can see how some women feel when they upgrade a nigga who was probably wasn't doing that good. And they go off and get married or some shit like that. They like, well, damn, nigga, where was that when I was here? You know, so I could feel that. Same thing with men. You know, I don't think it's more so of the accomplishments that they get after that. I think it's more so the look. You know what I'm saying? Like, if they was with you and they was like, okay, average, and then after you, you know, they end up looking like goddamn, you know, somebody that look real good. You know, I can't think of nobody right now. But nah, I don't really think people care. Now, when it comes to certain things, like, if I was hooping and a youngster came along and I taught him how to play basketball or certain moves or something like that, and then years down the line you see this nigga on the screen and he played for a D1 squad, and you like, yo, I taught you that fadeaway, or I'm the one that taught you how to do the in and out properly. You know, nigga sent me some tickets, preferably the sideline, you know. Or, like, you know, like my boy Kmart. You know, I put him up on some of these podcast shows. I felt like I upgraded his entertainment category.
More shots fired.
I don't think the nigga listen to regular radio anymore. I don't even think the nigga got a radio in his car. Oh my. Or whatever.
Wow.
Damn it, Kmart. I swear for Jesus.
Oh, boy.
Ooh.
But, you know, it really don't. I don't really think it's a big issue. It don't really matter. Now, if they failed and didn't try to come back, of course you got to get your clown on a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Just a little bit. But it depends on where your heart at. You know, if your heart is there and you feel like you need to take them back in, you just explain to them, like, look, don't shit on me like that. You know what I mean? Hey, look, that's it. I got love for y'all. You know I always love y'all. Look, we got to start sending Doc some love. I think Doc need extra love. I don't think he be getting all the love. You know what I mean? Like, Big B, that's going to be Big B. Like, you know, niggas is going to love Big B. You know what I'm saying? Queen, my nigga, your name is Queen. You getting the love. And then Damagina, she getting the love now because... Hey, you need to holler at James, because not only did he send in his not only did he call in, but the nigga called in twice with the same exact message for you, girl, and he meant it. Now,
that's what we call random shots fired. He just shooting.
What I will say this though, Big B and Queen N, I need y'all to do me a favor. If you can get James and consistent caller to tell me what they drink, I would love that. You know, I might need it this Friday. You know, my baby girl gonna be born Friday. So if y'all want to send gift cards, or y'all can get that recipe on what them two niggas drink, that'd be a good present, and I would appreciate that. Okay? So much love. Better the great. Don't take nothing personal. It's all entertainment.
Look at this.
Wow.
Queen, is okay to come out from hiding?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's stray bullets floating all over this bitch.
Yeah, that was funny.
Oh, my gosh.
Damn it.
It's all over.
Nephew, give it to you.
Damn
it.
Sorry, Kmart.
Raw.
Did Kmart not was a
see
victim.
That coming. Sorry.
No.
I'm going to say I kind of saw it coming.
Dude.
I was just waiting for it to come because, you know, Kmart has been getting away with a lot these last couple weeks.
Really?
He's been getting away a lot. His little random Eagle rants, and then he went and spent a few months on Gilligan's Island, and now because they won a couple games, he want to come back out and talk again. You know what I'm saying? Kmart, you know. I had to pull K up on that.
Okay.
It's all right. Wow. Well, I don't know what to tell anybody that feels like they receive bullets from that. I mean, if you want to send your responses in or anything, feel free. You have some time to work on it.
There you go.
Pretty much.
They got time, don't they, Queen?
Yeah. You going to talk about that or no?
I don't want to. I'm going to start crying.
It's okay. Go ahead and let them know.
Dearest IDS listeners,
Deepsters,
this is your man, Big B. We here at the IDS show love and appreciate you so much for all that you do each and every day of the week. I'm trying to get my Obama on right now. But just like any good thoroughbred that runs a good race, we too need a break.
Yes.
So, the main show, IDS, we're going to begin our holiday break effectively at the end of this here when you hear, I want all y'all niggas out of my house.
Oh, my.
And you will hear from us first Monday, January.
Is this a paid vacation?
Yeah, look for your check.
Where?
In the mail.
Wait, I don't think he knows my address.
Yeah, I got it.
I try to forget it often.
Yeah. And it's, I got it.
Mm-hmm, okay. Mm-hmm.
2276. Kiss my ass way.
You know what, really?
Such
a butthole.
So, yeah. There will be shows being dropped. We're not going to do no throwback shows or nothing like that. We're going to give you some fresh, hot, new content. Some of the shows that you guys have been asking for will be dropping throughout the time.
RTR 2016.
All right.
RTR 2016 is coming back. We loaded. We got some shit revamped. We ready for you.
Yes. Thank you, too. What you say, Angie?
I love that show.
Yay.
Yes.
So thank you to everyone who has been asking,
no doubt,
emailing, and DMing, we are going to bring the show back.
Yes.
All right.
You know, definitely going to bring it back. Like I said, we refuse to take your time for granted, and we're not going to just throw something out just because we need to fill some space. All of us had some stuff going on with life, job changes, death, everything. Everything's just been going on, and, you know, we chose not to put out less than quality.
Did you say pull out?
I know. That's a problem of mine.
Okay. It's like the default.
Come here, Gina. Let me talk to you. So definitely stay tuned. Queen is going to rap to y'all about shit in and out of her glass. I am going to revamp and get back up in your ear hole as y'all motherfuckers ride with me. Doc is going to continue to drink. I don't know if you guys know that, but that's what he's going to do.
All the time.
All the time.
All the time.
And Dammit Gina is going to continue to solicit free food. So.
Okay, in between now and our break, I'm going to need you to go out with James on a coffee date.
You know what?
Wow. I didn't say it. BTG said it.
I'm going to text you later.
Oh, shit. Okay. Oh,
let
sorry.
James, come on now. Let James see some of the macadamia nuts.
Uh-huh, and the cream.
Let him see some of the good goodness.
There'll be no cream and no nuts over here.
James said, not if I got anything to do with it.
Yeah. Oh, well, James.
Yeah, you know, James still has to actually lay eyes on me, so he hasn't done
just
that.
Eyes?
Just his eyes at this present time.
I have a picture I'm going to send you. No, I have a picture I'm going to send you.
Okay. Send it? Okay.
Okay.
I got you.
All right.
All right, we'll make the love connection.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Starbucks.
Be with it.
Dunkin' Donuts.
Hey, y'all.
Okay.
At the tone, the time is 8:21.
Yes, sir.
Really? Man, ooh, that's pretty
wow.
good.
Mm-hmm.
And okay. No, it's up, pretty bad. I have 9 minutes to do everything
yeah,
I have
he's
to
like,
do.
Okay. Gotta get out of here.
Y'all know what time it is. Angela Davis, two finger, one finger.
Two fingers to the In Deep show and one finger to the traffic I had to deal with today.
Yeah.
I thought she was going to drop real bombs like one finger to another show. I was gonna be like, oh!
No, she is classier than that.
I know she is, but I just thought, you know.
I have something quarreling with myself. Thank you very much.
Oh,
I'm just right. saying, you know, when you hang with the IDS crew, sometimes you just lose control of shit.
Mm-mm, she classier than that. Yes,
no, sir.
Like, Gina used to have morals. But now she just.
I'm sorry, who are you talking about? I'm looking around, I'm trying to figure out who you talk. Well, what you say?
Right. I'm like,
just
like,
throwing
sir?
Shade everywhere. What's wrong with you right. tonight?
I'm just saying, it's the IDS effect.
Yeah, hmm. whatever.
Doctor.
Yes, sir. Let me see. I don't have a one finger, do I?
Two fingers to our
one finger to the traffic.
One finger to
traffic that held Gina up.
That's right.
And Gina was coming from Nebraska.
Montana.
Yeah, she took her a while to get here.
Yes.
She came from Nebraska and had to clear customs.
She had to declare some things, you know. But she made it, you know.
Finally.
There
yes.
you go. Two fingers to my boys that's going to do it tonight. You know what? Mark my words. My Skins are going to win tonight, and they're also going to win. When do we play Dallas again?
January
2nd. Do we? 2nd? My birthday?
Oh. Wait a minute. Oh. Your birthday is the 2nd?
Yep.
Guess when my birthday is? It's the 4th of
great.
January.
Great. We can do that on your two finger, one finger. You finished that?
All right. Yeah. Two fingers to my boys.
All right. Yeah, okay. Damn it. Two finger to your birthday, January 4th. Okay, what's the next
no,
one? No. One finger to your birthday, January.
You know what?
I'm trying to help
can
you
can I get my one finger, two finger? I don't have a one finger. I really do. I do have two fingers.
I got one for you.
Two fingers.
To tardiness.
Two fingers to this event coming on Saturday. I hope that we can be a blessing to whomever's out there to get fed, and hopefully some deepsters will come out and show their support. That's it.
Well, all right.
All hail the queen.
All right. Well, this two finger goes out to, not just because you're here, Miss Angela, to you and to the other deepsters that support us throughout the year by sharing our show, by showing that they're listening to our show, by going to our Facebook page, you know, sending us emails, DMs. You know, we really, really do appreciate you guys. And, you know, I know it sounds cliche, but you really do keep us going. We have fun when we're here, but we have even more fun when we interact with you. So don't be shy, even though we're going on break. Hit us up, indeepshow@yahoo.com. Catch up on some old episodes at indeepshow.com or indeepshow.podbean.com, whichever way you find us. You know, we're on Stitcher, iTunes, blah, blah, blah. Don't forget to share the show. We really, really, really appreciate you. One finger. I don't really have a one finger today, surprisingly. All has been well in my soul. so I don't have a one finger today.
All right.
So, what are you going to do over the break, y'all?
I'm gonna miss you guys.
You got your Monday back.
I know I'm going to miss you guys. I mean, it's a surprise to me, but...
I know, right?
I'm glad I, you know, have a little break, but oh my gosh, I'm not going to see you.
I know.
So how am I get my pie? See, this is what I'm talking about.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I'm going to call you.
Whatever.
No, we got your
address. I got your number,
got
Negro.
The same
I'll be
address
calling
we
you.
Sending the check to.
Nah. Mm-mm. Okay. No. I got you. Your number, I'm getting it because I want the pie.
Oh.
Don't play.
Wait a minute, you've been a slice.
See, it was going to be a slice. When I thought you were just bringing a sample to the show. But now that we won't be here, I don't want pie in January. I want it before Christmas.
Oh, before, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So I'll just bring my $10. But yeah, just
now
meet
we're
me.
Talking. Shit, I'll come to your house.
Oh shit, you get delivery shit. Service?
You know,
hey, for 15.
You know, I'm like 20 minutes away from here, right?
Oh, you. Oh, you're only 20 minutes?
All right.
Oh, okay,
we can be
right.
Halfway then.
My 12-50. Two fingers.
Chick-fil-A.
Right, right.
My two finger goes for
Chitlins.
An amazing IDS 2015.
Yes.
My crew persevered. Our listeners persevered. I know we're a lot to deal with sometimes, but you made it through.
Say that,
and just think, 2016.
You're going to get more of it.
Brian's going to be running butt naked through the studio, so get on Skype, get your phones out.
I'm trying to tell you.
I mean, I'm just saying, just get ready.
Yeah, she ain't lying. I do it often. Da-da-da-da. She's the only one that has a vantage point that sees things.
Yeah, thank God.
Yeah, I know.
When it happens.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes it happens, but I mean, not that I do it purposely. Sometimes I just do it by accident.
Mm-hmm.
Like, especially if I have sweatpants on.
Mm-hmm.
Should just fall down. It falls down.
But it gets up.
Just saying.
Oh, okay.
All right.
One finger?
One finger goes to all two. I got two one fingers. Okay. I'm sorry. First of all, one finger goes to, shit, I forgot what you had. We had people calling last week.
Oh,
hold
boy.
On. One finger goes to the goddamn Philadelphia Eagles. Don't, y'all can't even fuck up in the right way. Shit.
Don't even.
It was a simple script. Follow the fucking script. Lose to the Patriots.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And all is right in the world. But right. You had to go out there and fuck up fucking up.
Mm-hmm.
Damn you, Eagles.
All right.
One finger goes to, you know what? I ain't even gonna talk about it. What I want to say out of my mouth right now is so vile and disgusting. I'm not even gonna let out.
Don't do it.
To what I want my skins to do to them Cowboys tonight, it should be illegal in 49 of our glorious 50 states.
Don't do it.
And all of it begins with sodomy. So I'm just
okay.
Saying.
You did it anyway.
Okay.
All right.
I'm just saying.
Let's end this on a.
Let's high send note. Them. Let's send high, them back oh. on their bus. And on their plane with their under drawers packed with peanut butter to stop leakage and to send them home. We don't need them here. All y'all refugees. If you don't know who a refugee is, if you are a Cowboy fan or you are a Philly fan, if you take your driver's license out and see that it says D.C., Maryland, Virginia, or anything other than Texas, Pennsylvania, you are a refugee.
Right.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Much love to our girl, Miss Angie Davis. Thank you for hanging out with us, Miss Lady.
Thanks,
thank you
Davis.
For having me.
No doubt.
Oh, we got a question.
Okay.
How come you don't have anything where you get like an automatic donation button?
We working on it. See, we
what had happened was
see the people that Gina worked with, we also employ them to build our website. Uh-huh. And being that they don't got no home, so you know, ain't got no computer. So shit ain't getting built in a You know what, Ed, you know what, Miss Davis, we got you on the line. I need you to do me a favor.
What's that?
No, seriously, I need you to address the person who is at fault with that. Mm-hmm. There is a listener. He goes by the name of Nolan Simon. Oh. So if you can just take a few seconds to give Nolan Simon a piece of your mind on why this is not happening.
Yeah, so you have a website where I go on. I said, oh, I would like to donate to the show. I had to actually reach out on Twitter to Queen Mean to figure out how to donate to the In Deep show. And of all the podcasts I listen to that I can donate to, all of them have an automatic donation button. Mm. So all I have to do is set up my PayPal. They get their money. I don't have to actually officially go in and say, oh, I need to go pay the Indeed show. Oh, I'm just saying. Somebody need to get on that. Thank you.
Nolan Simon.
Damn,
So let me translate that.
We could have had millions by now.
Millions, nigga.
Let me translate that for Mr. Nolan Simon. Hey, nigga, what the fuck is you doing, man? Stop bullshit. That's that old cowboy shit. You old cowboy loving ass nigga. Okay. You stop fucking with them bums and build a motherfucking website for a nigga. We could be real. We could be big time.
You know what?
We could go visit Bella the Great out there and hang out and take vacations and shit because we don't have real jobs.
You know, I just said thank you to him for sharing the show. I mean, I still mean that, Nolan. So
yeah, thank you for sharing the show.
That's totally separate. So continue to do that. Thank you.
And if you guys want to share.
Thanks. Maybe not this episode. I mean, but, you know.
Right. If you guys want to send an email jihad to Mr. Nolan Simon, you can find him at trueschoolradio.net.
Really? You just put them all out there.
I'm just saying. Trueschoolradio.net. You can blow that shit up and let him know he's fucking up all what you got going on over here.
God,
we and while y'all at it, y'all might as well hit Miss Davis up on Twitter because you wouldn't be listening to us right now if it wasn't for her. So just keep the shit real. Thank you and thank you.
All right.
Without further ado, man, we got to go. The game has kicked off. I'm late. Places to go. I got to clear these niggas out of my house. But I can't get niggas out of my house without first saying,
God woke you up this morning. You can handle the rest of the bullshit.
I want all of you out of my house now. Now I want all of you out of my goddamn house. Out, damn spot. You better get the fuck on out of my house, nigga. Out, goddamn it. All of you out.
Happy holidays.
What like a loop in it.
Ho, ho, ho.
And those are just her friends.
Actually, those are yours.
Go ahead, Doc. You know you want to say something.
Happy holidays, y'all, from IDS.
Oh, my God.
His face brightened up so much.
Yay.
Looking like Rudolph.
That's the bull. She's so cute.
Bye, Miss Davis.
Bye, Deepsters.
See you in 2016.
See you in 2016.
Happy New Year, too.
Thank you.
Get drunk.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to you.
Irish Bristol Cream and all that good shit.
Yes. It's fabulous. I even put it on your website.
Damn shit.
Facebook.
It's nothing like outtakes.
Now my glass.
Coming back to you. Queen gonna get y'all fucked up. Get you ready for the holidays. Think we should stop the show now?
Probably.
Maybe. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.